episode of the Bubbles Podcast.
Hello, James. Hi, Dad. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired, but let's try and get this podcast going.
Yeah, let's get some good energy going on this podcast. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we have a few waters here to taste test, and we've had a pretty eventful day today. We'll go over that. And yesterday was pretty nice, too.
You know what? Sometimes when I'm feeling tired, what I'll do is I'll make sure I get hydrated and drink a lot of water, and then I feel better. I get better energy. Does that work for you, too?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes I go for coffee, too, but then you have to worry that you're going to have a crash afterwards.
If
you drink too much coffee, the caffeine, it gets to you, and then you might feel a little drowsy towards the end of that.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about our day yesterday and today? Because it was quite fun.
Sure, yeah. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so what we did today is we went to Huntington Dog Beach.
That's always cool, right?
Yeah, with both our dogs. It was a lot of fun. They were digging around in the sand, splashing around in the water, interacting with other dogs. It was really cute to see.
Yeah, a beautiful day. A little windy, but nice.
Yeah, yeah. And yesterday we went to Long Beach.
Yeah, we did.
That was really nice. We got some really good Lebanese food. And we got this cheesecake in a jar. It was really nice.
That was crazy good.
Yeah, it was. Ooh, it had boba on top of it. Yeah, so that's about what happened, you know, yesterday and today.
So what's new in the world of water, in the world of bubbles? Anything new going on?
World of bubbles. Well, we actually had a leftover water from our fine liquids box, or salacious waters, was it?
Yeah.
That we haven't used yet.
Well, so I'm super excited about one of the waters on the program today.
Yeah.
This one I've been waiting for. I think we've been saving it. And today's the day that we're going to actually crack it open. And this is a water that I would consider to be one of the ultra premium waters available in the world. Would you agree with that, James?
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. It's called Saint Girone. It's from Italy. France. My bad.
See the colors of this flag right here?
That's I know. I'm not fully here. I meant to say France.
We're going to have to get some water into James, get his energy level going up here on this podcast.
Yeah, today. Maybe we save that one for last. But it's naturally sparkling mineral water, so I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, beautiful bottle. Gallo-Roman source, France, Saint-Girone, naturally sparkling mineral water.
Beautiful.
Nice looking bottle here. It's got a bottle cap.
Uh-huh.
So should we crack that one open, or you want to wait
on that one? No, I want to save that one for last.
Well, what else is on the podcast today? Because it looks like we've got a couple other really, really high-end quality waters going on here.
I wouldn't say really high-end. One of these is pretty widely available, but yeah, Socasani we have.
Socasani is one of my favorites.
Might be my favorite.
This water is controversial, though, because when people taste this water, some people think, whoa, that doesn't even taste like water.
I love it. I think it's really, really nice. I like the carbonation level in it, and the minerals just work really well together.
So Socasani, kind of in the opposite end of the earth, is from the Peruvian Andes, which is very far away from France.
Yeah, and then our last water here is Hawaiian Springs.
Hawaiian Springs so water.
So this is a new water. It's pH 7.7. And I want to know, is this a naturally alkaline water or added alkaline water?
And we're going to find out. I've got some information on that water from their website that we can get into.
It says natural artesian water on it. So I hope this is naturally alkaline, because if it is, that's pretty good.
I believe it is.
Yeah. So you want to crack one of these open?
I sure do.
Which one do we start with?
Rock, paper, scissors for who picks.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
It took us three tries. We tied.
On the first two. Tied on scissors, tied on paper. I beat him with a paper and he got a rock.
All right. So, what are you picking?
Socasani.
James goes for the Socasani, one of the boldest waters available on the market today.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I love this water, but I wouldn't say it's one of the boldest. It's very unique, and it's very nice. But if you like compare it to something like I forgot the name of it. It's from the Georgian Alps, Georgian Mountains.
Which one?
Borjomi.
Oh, Borjomi. Borjomi. Now that one's
that's,
a mouthful.
That's ooh, that Cheers, is a James different story.
Sokasani.
Cheers. Wow. Mm. I really do love that water though.
That just it's... light carbonation that it has.
Uh-huh.
Barely any carbonation, natural carbonation. It's so good. I was thinking about, you know, when some of these waters with a high total dissolved solid, it almost tastes like an oily mouthfeel. Do you ever get that?
That's from the high silica content.
Is that what it
sure.
is?
That's how it makes it so smooth, you know? How it just slides down your throat. It's really nice. And, you know, it's interesting how this one's carbonated because it comes from 20,000 feet. 20,000 feet up or down, I can't quite remember.
20,000 feet up in the volcanic Peruvian Alps.
It becomes naturally carbonated through the volcanic mountain, and it's beautiful. It picks up so many minerals, and yeah, it is really, really nice.
Yeah, that's definitely some high quality water. They should really sell it in a glass bottle.
Yeah, yeah. I would totally buy that if they sold it in a glass bottle. I'm buying it anyways, but...
Well, the good thing about Sokasani is it's available, readily available on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's relatively inexpensive as well. I mean, it's more expensive than, you know, buying just Nestle water or something like that. But it's a couple of dollars per bottle, which is not too bad for a high-end water.
Yeah.
Like that. Mm-hmm. It's traveled all the way from the Peruvian Andes.
What I want to get is Roy water, because that water is illegal here.
I've been seeing I don't that think... Roy water. It's not illegal. I've been seeing it on Instagram. It's just really expensive and hard to get your hands on.
And I don't think they're allowed to sell it in the U.S. because of the mineral content, though. I remember hearing about that.
Well, let me take a look at their Instagram page here, James, because I was seeing that Roy water, ROI water. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because it has such an incredibly high mineral content that I don't think they're like...
So ROI USA, their Instagram, the world's most magnesium-rich natural mineral water. Sales at Salacious Drinks, so we could get it from Salacious Drinks for sure. We
yeah.
Have to look into that.
Thing is, it's $25 a pop for the smaller bottle, I think.
It's a or nice 20. Looking bottle. Look at that. Look at that picture.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger ones too, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
10% off with the code here.
Oh, that's nice.
So we may need to find our way to get some of this ROI water.
Yeah.
Coming podcast. Well, here's the information on it if you want to know.
Oh, perfect.
So on the ROI water, look at that bottle.
Wow. Here, can I read it off?
Can you get in there and read it?
Total dissolved solid. Okay, so let's compare this first to Sokasani water, which is already a very mineral-rich water, right? So let's compare this. Sokasani, does it say the TDS on here?
Yeah, I just saw it. It's on here. Here, right here. So here's what you get.
Okay. Yeah, but no TDS? Huh, okay. Well, there's no TDS on the bottle for Sokasani. But the TDS for Roy is 7,481 milligrams a liter.
Wow.
Insane. The pH is 6.8 for Roy water compared to... I'm not sure if that's on here either. That's interesting. But, okay. Yeah, so next one is... Here we go. Here's where we can start to compare. Magnesium... Oh, now I'm seeing all the tags. There we go. 1,100 per milligrams per liter compared to Sokasani, 89 milligrams a liter.
Wow.
HCO.
I wonder what that magnesium makes it taste like.
I'm not sure. We'll have to find out. But HCO, I'm not sure what that is, but it doesn't show it on here. But on Roy Waters, it's 8,449 milligrams a liter. So
okay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
NA, not on here either. 1,100 milligrams a liter. That's crazy. K, not on here either. 28 milligrams a liter. And then CO, it says CO2, but that, does that mean just carbon dioxide?
Yep.
Okay, that's 3,500 milligrams a liter.
So that's a carbonated water too, though, ROI then.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can tell you the Sokasani total dissolved solids.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that water I really want to get my hands on because it is very, very mineral rich. And it would just be nice to taste because I think it would really taste like, you know, not like a water, just a, kind of a whole different liquid almost. So that's about all I have to say about Roy Water.
So the Sokasani is a 7.4 pH. And it's 1,709 total dissolved solids.
Oh, wow. All right. So, do you want to get into Hawaiian Spring Water next?
Absolutely. Here, so, while you're cracking that open, let me read a little bit from the Hawaiian Springs website, which looks like a beautiful website of Hawaii. Let's see, our water. What does it say? Naturally good. So, bottled on Hawaii's island, lava rock filtered, naturally alkaline, 7.7 pH, kosher, sustainable resource. Please recycle. Naturally good. Filtered through 13,000 feet of pristine lava rock, the only Hawaiian artisan water bottled exclusively at the source. Hawaiian Springs harvests its water from renewable aquifers and immediately bottles it in the attractive, durable, fully recyclable container found in your local market. A naturally alkaline pH of 7.7 plus is a perfect balance of taste and minerals, ideal for hydrating your body. Silica, 37 milligrams per liter, calcium, 6 milligrams per liter, magnesium, 3 milligrams per liter, potassium, 2 milligrams, total dissolved solids, 84 milligrams per liter, certified kosher.
Huh, not bad. Okay.
Salut.
Cheers.
Or maybe we should say aloha.
That's not right.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do. I do like it. Wow. Let me get another taste. Do you get almost a peppery taste from it?
A little bit. It's definitely smooth. You can taste the TDS and all the different minerals in it. I actually find it a little bit more refreshing than Sokasani.
Yes, because Sokasani is more of a water to enjoy, not to hydrate yourself, but more to, even though it is hydrating, it's more to really taste the flavor of
it. Yeah, like
this,
to pair with something.
This is more of a hybrid. Because I get a very peppery, earthy taste from this, but it is also extremely refreshing, and I think that's the purpose it's meant to serve.
Absolutely. I think that this would be definitely a great water to enjoy on a beach after being out surfing, getting all thirsty in the Hawaiian Islands.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So here, let's finish this up. Our glass.
Do we have to rate that one?
I was just gonna say, should we do all three of our bottle cap ratings at the end?
Let's do it. All right.
So let me finish this off. And then
why don't we take a quick break and we'll be back and we'll do the review of the Saint Geron.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so we're back.
We're back, James, and you know what? We've got one of the most elite bottles of water available on the market to try. I'm so excited.
Me too. I really want to crack into this. Should we do it?
Let's do it. So it's the Saint Geron.
Yeah.
You want to describe the bottle?
It is a beautiful glass bottle that it's kind of square formation, and it goes up and gets thinner and thinner, and then it has the logo on all four sides by the top, and then it has a little bottleneck ending, but it, like a thick bottleneck ending. So, it's really simplistic, but really nice, and, I really want to crack into it.
Well, pop that cap. There you go.
Got it. Wow, it's taped up, so there wasn't no...
That was
there
for shipping. Taped up for shipping.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let's do it. This is a naturally sparkling mineral water. coming from France.
And if you want to read a little bit more information about it right there, James.
Saint-Geran is an authentic village in south of France. The bottled water is the same as the water at the source. Naturally effervescent, this is the only one in France with such fine bubbles. Far from sources of pollution, water from rainfall, storms, and melted snow slowly makes its way through the thousand-year-old granite. It ends up several kilometers underground, where it encounters the carbonic gas of the Earth's magma and absorbs minerals only found in the terroir of Saint-Geran. It returns afterwards to the surface, filled with natural bubbles.
Molten hot magma.
Magma carbonated water. Okay.
Cheers, James.
Cheers. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's something else. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
What a difference.
That's reminding me of Borjomi.
It's, you know what? It's milder than Borjomi.
It is.
It's much milder.
But it's good. It's
good. But it sure is good. You want a little bit more?
Ooh, a little more, yeah. Save some for the producer.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Oh, it's got like the perfect, like light, just hard carbonation, natural carbonated bubbles.
Uh-huh. It's very, very salty.
It's very salty. High sodium content.
It's earthy, and it has that little sourness you get from magnesium and carbon.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so these are selling for $4 per bottle on the Salacious Drinks site.
Nice.
It's not too bad that, for a high-end premium water like that.
Mm-hmm. That takes you on kind of a roller coaster ride and then leaves you with a sour yet salty aftertaste.
So definitely a water to include in like a high-end water tasting event.
Mm-hmm.
Would definitely want this one.
Wow.
And, you know, I could see how this could be a water that you could enjoy on special occasions with a nice dinner or just sitting out on a patio looking at the waves go by or something like that.
Yeah, if you take another sip from me, you'll find out it gets sweeter the more you drink it. Try that again.
It's right? Definitely sweet. It's very complex, this water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The more flavors get brought out the more you drink it. That's really nice. It just gets more and more complex with every sip.
So, you know, the next thing that we have to do, James, is it's time for us to give our
bottle cap ratings.
Bottle cap ratings, James.
Yes, bottle cap ratings. Okay, so what one should we start with?
Well, start with the Sokasani. Are you ready for a little sip more?
Just give me a tiny bit,
just
please.
A little dollop. A couple of ounces.
All right. Okay, yeah, this water is very, very good. It's sweet and salty. You know, it has a very light carbonation to it. It's not much earthiness, but you do get a little coming through.
Yep.
And it's quite smooth. Really smooth, actually. I enjoy this water a lot. I'm going to give it 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10. So, Sokasani, Bubbles podcast favorite. I keep reordering it. I like it a lot. I drink it all the time. It's right up there with Liquid Death and Topo Chico at the top of the list. Sokasani's gonna get a 10 out of 10 from me.
Yeah, only reason I haven't knocked down a half a point is because I think it would authenticate the experience to have this in a glass bottle.
I agree with you there. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I didn't lock in my rating yet as a final answer, so I'm gonna say 9.5 out of 10.
All right,
I'm
nice.
With you on that, so we're aligned.
Okay, so next one is the Hawaiian Springs. Huh?
Hawaiian Springs, a little sip of that one.
Just a tiny bit, please. Oh, okay.
Just an ounce or two.
Oh.
Mmm. That's good water, too. It is. It's a still water. It's not sparkling. It's less complex. But it sure is refreshing.
It's sweet and a little earthy, and that's really all I get from it. It's pretty refreshing, though. Pretty hydrating. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10? And
seven to 6.5. I'm kind of on the fence between those two. I don't like the packaging much.
You're 6.5 out of 10?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this Hawaiian Springs water 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
Oh, wow.
And I'm marking it down also for the plastic packaging. But I like this water a lot. I like the story. It's a natural water. It looks like they're doing some stuff for sustainability. Good job, Hawaiian Springs. 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right.
And then we get to
Jerome.
This fancy one.
Yes.
Saint Jerome.
It's very good. Just a little for me, please. That's enough. That's enough.
Je m'appelle Steve.
It's very complex on the palate. A lot of flavors come through. It's very sweet, very salty, a little bit of earthiness. It's got a beautiful sparkling taste to it. It goes down pretty well. This gets a 10 out of 10. I love the packaging.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I love
We've got a perfect score alert.
I love the packaging. I love the taste, the texture. All of it's great.
I can't argue with any of that, James. It's one of the best waters I've ever had. Do yourself a flavor and go out and try St. Jerome sparkling water.
Yeah. So that concludes our bottle cap ratings. St. Jerome first place, Sokasani second place, and Hawaiian Springs third. But James, they were all good.
They were all good, James. This was a very high-end tasting we did today. We didn't have any kind of lower-end found in the wild types of waters. These were all kind of ones that we knew were going to be really good.
Yeah. So that was quite fun to do. Should we get into our next segment? Because I have some
Topo facts.
And we're back
with the Bubbles Podcast here live, coming at you live.
We have some topo facts here. So I want to get into these. These are all, like, relatively the same. I just wanted to talk about how much water we use in this world for our little amenities. So,
Well, that's very interesting to me, James, because I think that people don't realize how much water they're actually using and wasting, and then how that water needs to be processed and handled.
Yeah. So here I just have how much water it takes to make a few things. So I'm going to get started with this here, okay? 1 pound of beef requires 1,799 gallons of water.
Wow. Is that that's like feeding the cow and everything?
That is insane.
All the way through the processing?
Uh-huh. So that's already a ridiculous amount of water. And we don't get to drink any of that, you know? That goes straight into making this this process of transporting meat, you know.
Yeah, feeding the cow,
you know.
Well, that's a big topic these days, plant-based proteins.
Yes.
You're a fan of plant-based proteins, right?
Uh-huh. Actually, today, as a treat, we got to go to I'm not even vegetarian, but we got to go to my favorite fast food place called Plant Power Fast Food, and it's so good.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It's coming up with some good stuff now. You've got Impossible Burger, there's Beyond Meat, there's all kinds of different ones.
There's one
called Daring, which is a chicken substitute that's really good.
Uh-huh.
They're coming up with a lot. But you know what? I bet that in the plant-based proteins as well, it takes a lot of water and a lot of energy to make that product.
Yeah, to make the plants and all that.
But that's a really interesting topo fact, James, and I'm glad you're thinking about what goes into how much water is used in the processing of different products and things.
Yeah. So, here's some other ones I have. 1 gallon of wine requires 1,008 gallons of water to make.
Wow.
That must
be to water the vines for the grapes and everything.
Uh-huh.
Plus all the process to make the bottles and clean the bottles and make the wine.
1 slice of bread requires 11 gallons of water.
For 1 slice of bread?
1 slice of bread, it says.
Wow. So, you know, you got to think about not just the flour and putting some water in the flour to make the bread, but how did that grain or that flour get grown from wheat in the fields all the way through.
Yeah. One apple requires 18 gallons of water to grow. One apple. That is crazy. You get some moisture back, but you don't get all of that back for sure.
Yeah. But the earth recycles it, right?
But still, a lot of this goes to waste, you know, with like all these sodium rich foods. And we need to acknowledge what's happening.
What else you got on your list there?
Have some change. 1 pound of chocolate requires 3,170 gallons of water.
Wow, that's the highest one yet.
And 500 sheets of paper requires 1,320 gallons of water.
Wow.
That is...
Yeah, so I've been around a few paper mills up in British Columbia where I grew up. And, you know, they cut the trees down and then they use the, you know, the wood for building supplies. But then in addition to that, a lot of the byproduct, the pulp, is used for paper. And it's a lot of water processing to complete that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And they just, you know, we have all of these amenities that we don't really think about where they come from or how many materials it takes to just make these few things. And I mean, if we keep it up like how we have it and don't make any big changes in sustainability soon, we're going to be doomed pretty soon, you know?
What's your favorite use for water, James?
Drinking?
Well, what's your second favorite?
Washing.
Third?
Hygienic. Food?
Okay.
Yeah.
Fourth? Swimming?
I guess, yeah. Okay. Sport.
Diving? Sport?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But we just really have to acknowledge and be grateful for what we've created and just try and figure out how to sustain this way of life that we have currently, because we can't keep it up like how we have it right now.
I agree, James. We have to look at the planet and look at what's going on with climate change and look at fresh water sources for everybody and make sure that we're doing the best thing that we can for the planet going forward for the future generations.
100%. Yeah. So, do you have any other topics?
Well, the only other topic I wanted to talk about is a little controversial, and it has to do with our cat, Tito. Because ever since this cat disappeared for, was it 10 days?
10 days.
He's scared to go outside. And, you know, initially I thought maybe he got lost or he was trapped somewhere. But the more and more I think about it, James, I think maybe he was abducted by aliens.
And that's where our podcast ends. Goodbye! Okay, we're back.
We're back, and we're talking about cats getting abducted by aliens?
We're talking...
What does that have to do with the Bubbles podcast?
We're talking about one of our cat's newfound names, Timid Tito, from when he was... quote-unquote, abducted for 10 days. So let's hear your theory here.
Well, my theory is that, you know, first of all, can it be possible that we're the only ones out there in the universe?
No, it cannot.
Or can there possibly be other forms of life forms out there in the universe? I think we have to keep our minds open to the possibility of little green men. And therefore, if people get abducted by aliens, why not a cat? And that would account for the number of days that Tito was missing.
Why?
So that's my theory.
You think that's more possible than him just being trapped in a car after getting curious?
I'm just saying it could possibly have happened.
You know what else could have possibly happened? An asteroid crashed in here 3 seconds ago, and we actually both transformed into a different alternate realm where that never happened, so our podcast is continuing.
Is that within the realm of possibilities?
Yes.
100%.
What has this podcast turned into? What has it turned into?
So are you on board with the Tito alien abduction theory?
No, there's absolutely no proof.
So what's your theory?
I think he was... trapped in a car for 10 days.
Trapped in a car?
Yes.
He's not Toonsis the driving cat.
Either that or he, like, Either that or he got stuck in a bush or something and had to, like, crawl his way out slowly. I really think he got trapped in a car, though. I think somebody, you know, parked their car, like, unloaded some groceries or something, maybe, you know, and he, while unloading the groceries, he snuck in, and then they just didn't use their car again for a while.
And then when they opened it, he snuck out?
When he opened it, I bet he just ran out really fast, and the neighbors were extremely confused.
Well, how are we going to convince him to go outside again and not be scared?
Well, he's been going out quite a bit, but he has weird hours. These hours, I think, are actually safer for him than daytime hours. Because cats can see in the dark. They're originally nocturnal animals, right? And he tends to go out at around, at least what our producers told us, he wants to go out at around 8:30 p.m., and he's back by the morning, or, like, whenever our producer wakes up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that's what Tito does, you know? He looks around at night, I guess, and he enjoys it. I doubt he goes very far, though, because that had to be, whatever happened to him had to be kind of a traumatic experience. I mean, 10 days.
I'm not sure how high into orbit he went, but he was definitely 100% on a flying saucer for a few of those days. And whether or not he was examined by little green aliens, I cannot substantiate, but he was definitely abducted.
Oh my god. So do we have anything else in our podcast?
I don't think I have anything that can top a cat getting abducted by aliens, James. That's like the top supposedly of what we can do.
Supposedly. Yeah, totally. I have the podcast, my headphones, you can't hear me. But I guess that ends our podcast, doesn't it?
Okay, so until next time.
I want to plug our stuff.
Oh, you want to plug our stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and make a plug.
This is going to be the one of our worst outros yet, but this one's unironic. This took the weirdest, most odd turn, and if anybody's still listening, one, thank you. Two, we're sorry. So we have an Instagram, at the Rebels Podcast. We post stuff on there sometimes. It's fun. It's cool. If you're listening on Anchor, you can see that little green button at the top there. You can press that. It's fun to press. And then you can make a voice recording, send it to us. We'll feature you on the podcast, answer any questions you have, a little Q&A. You can get in touch with us at our email at thebowlspodcast@gmail.com. Maybe we can feature you on our podcast live. Or if you just want to ask us a question through there, you can do that too. We have a TikTok with 3 followers.
That's pretty lame, James. And it's 3 followers.
It's you, me, and our producer. And hopefully you too soon.
Well, maybe once this alien abduction story gets out there, our TikTok will go viral.
No. Oh, no. Okay. So I guess without further ado, I'm James.
I'm Steve. The truth is out there.